Okay, good morning.
Good morning. We are at Day of Samech Vav. So we are dealing in the sugya of blood. And the main sugya for today is going to be eggs. You crack open your eggs and you want to cook them, right? So what happens when you find a drop of blood? So we started yesterday. I'm not going to do a complete repeat, but just to point out. So what happens is, a little bit about the metzias is when you have an egg, believe it or not, it takes 21 days for basically an invisible embryo by the germinal disc inside the egg to get from what you can't really see except the white little dot, it's the cells that are that were fertilized, until it hatches. So all that grows and happens in, try not to squeeze it. It takes 21 days. Now, how does the egg develop? It's just really important to understand that when the egg first develops inside the chicken, it starts out, there's no shell. Right? The shell is at the end of the stage of the egg forming, and then it's laid. Before the shell, you end up with these little yellow balls, and more of an oval shape. And anyway, so that is... and there's a little white, well, eventually it becomes white. I'm not sure if it starts out as white, but basically you have this little dot, the egg, which gets fertilized, and that stays there and starts to divide inside the chicken. It can get fertilized.
It can get fertilized, but the egg itself will form regardless of whether
or not... Yeah. We're talking about fertilized eggs. So it gets... fertilized inside the chicken, and then it starts to grow. There's the yellow, the yolk, the white, the clear albumen, and that's the it grows, and then it forms the shell, and it's laid. When the yellow is forming, there are blood vessels, right? Arteries and veins that go to and from the yellow yolk. So there's blood vessels there as it's forming from the mother. Those blood vessels belong to the mother. And what often happens when the egg is forming, you can end up with a drop of blood inside the egg. So in general, it's always from the mother. Exactly. That drop of blood starts out from the mother. Okay. Then, when the egg continues to form. Now, the rokem ha'efroach is the development, embroidery or rakma, whatever, it's the development of that cell that keeps on dividing, the cells, the embryo, and then it becomes, it gets larger and larger as it keeps on dividing and becomes more specialized and develops, right? And into the different organs and it gets bigger. And then, at some point, it's not clear, or not clear to me at least, when can blood come out of the embryo? All right. Now, we're not going to fully understand this halakha perfectly, because it happens to be the Gemara argues on the halakha and metzias, apparently the metzias, but certainly the halakha. The Rishonim grapple with it, and the Achronim grapple with it. And some say the dam is only aser, is aser midaraisa, and some say the dam is 100% mutter, except from our sign. So, we're not going to get into all the different opinions. It gets quite confusing. And even when you read the poskim inside, it's a little bit confusing. So anyway, but the bottom line halacha is the psak is we treat the drop of blood, if it's attached to the yellow, as dam d'oraisa. That's at least the bottom line psak. And the dam that's aser d'oraisa, is it coming from... Now, some point out, it's actually a suffix d'oraisa of dam, because we're not sure if it's the dam that's coming from the embryo or coming from the mother. And that, okay. So there are different opinions on how to treat that. But anyways, what we consider it either Daraisa or Safek Daraisa, and that's the halacha. What else do I need to just point out? Yeah, so it's unclear, the blood, and part of the issue is, we don't know, when you look at the egg, and you don't have a chick, you know, looking at you inside, when it's really, really small, it's hard to know, also, where the blood's coming from and what stage it's at. Which is, and so some poskim point out, it's also just a din of lo plug. We treat it like a daraisa, or we treat it like a tzitzit derabanan, depending on which rishon, because we want to make sure we're avoiding the dam of from the afroach, from the actual chick, and we don't know at what stage. So then the shach points out when an egg is laid on day one, that egg on day one is already, we're talking about, and is already on the level of a din daraisa. But many of the achronim point out it's not possible on day one. We know it's just a white dot. There's nothing there, no blood is coming out of it. So again, lo plug, this, that, machlokas. But the halacha bottom line is on day one, if you see blood, all the halachas that we did learn apply on day one. But many of the achronim, including the Aruch HaShulchan, Chazanish, Matnei Shulchan, say, if you have a case, again, this doesn't really happen nowadays, so we're going to move on because we have unfertilized eggs. Everything we've been discussing about is with fertilized eggs. In a case of a Hefsid Meruba, one egg's not going to be a Hefsid Meruba, but let's say you're cooking in that egg and you put it in your chillant, and it's not going to be Betel B'Shishim. So then they point out that there is what to rely on if the egg was a one-day-old egg. If you know that that was just laid that one first day, and it gets all mixed in, even if you saw blood in it, you just take out the blood and you eat the rest. Even if we paskin that kola beitza asura, the question is if that's on day one or not. That's also a big machlokas. Okay, so you could buy fertilized eggs. Okay, that's right. As a specialty item. And that's important that you point out, it's as a specialty item that's going to come up in Zion very shortly. So I think that pretty much covers basically understanding how that works. Okay. And when we say kol habeitza asura, so the Gemara says what if that one drop of blood, again, either that drop of blood, there's two ways to understand it. It's giving life to the embryo, is how Chazal understood it, or that drop of blood came from the embryo. There's two ways to understand, it's not clear. And Pashtus from the poskim, it seems like it came from the embryo. But again, it's not 100% clear. But then why is kol habeitza asura? So the Gemara says, because from that embryo, or from that drop of blood, spread out into the entire egg, and it ruined the whole egg. What does that mean? So some explain that means the whole egg is aser midin dam, like there's a mashu of dam that goes throughout the whole egg, or, as Rav Moshe pointed out, that it refers to sheretz ha'of. In other words, just like a chick is aser, it's a lav, even though it wasn't hatched and it doesn't walk around on the ground, there's a special lav on a chick, so too, like an unwalking, it didn't finish walking. Otherwise, it gets to a chicken. But sheretz, from a limud of sheretz ha'ov, or just sheretz, that's again machloket rishonim, if it's called sheretz ha'ov or sheretz. And so the whole egg might be an iser lav based on that special din of sheretz ha'ov, or just that it's a chick, that embryo. The embryo itself, as it grows up and becomes a bigger embryo and a fetus and a chick. Okay, and nefroach. And nefroach includes all the stages. And a rokem afroach refers to like when it's at a cell stage, basically, or just starting out to develop. And then the afroach is anywhere along the way till it's walking. Okay, let's go to Si'if Dalet. Beitzim matrufos bekiara. Now what happens if you scramble the eggs? They're not cooked yet, not scrambled eggs, but you scramble the egg whites with the yolks. Beitzim matrufos bekiara, they're all mixed together. Venim sedam al chelmon sho echad mehem. And then you look at it, and you see that there is a blood spot, again, fertilized eggs. You see a blood spot on the yellow, on the yolk, on one of them, right? Let's say you have 10 of them. Once it's scrambled, it makes it all aser. Aval, beitzim shivurot.
Trufot scrambled or just cracked open?
No, you scrambled. Beitzim shivurot. Now this is you crack the eggs. Yachad bekara. They're all together in a bowl. Velo trufot, but you didn't scramble them. If they're scrambled, we learned that the whole egg, when they're scrambled, when you see a drop of blood on the yellow, the entire egg is an iser. The raisa, the rabbanan we mentioned. The entire thing is aser, and it's not batel, so therefore it all gets mixed together. So that's why it's aser. Here, it's not scrambled yet. So what do you do? V'nimsa dam bechelmon, you see a drop of blood on the yellow, sho'ech al me'em, what do you do? Yikach hachelmonim hakshirim, kol echad v'achad b'fnei atzmo, v'hen mutarim. No problem. Scoop out every single yolk and all the white that comes with it, 100% kosher. V'yashir ota asher ba adam b'ke'ara, im chelboni hasha'ar v'yizrakim. And you leave the one yolk in the bowl that has the drop of blood and whatever egg white is stuck to it, and you throw that out. It says to take out all the other, just practice is a practical issue. Practically, it just works much better to remove it. If you remove all the ksherim, all the kosher egg yolks, and you leave everything else. If you try and do the opposite, then you might end up mixing it all together. The kol ze kishir. What?
There's a misprint in the old editions. You have the Yitzadah Bechelmon, that's correct.
Okay.
And a lot of editions
so make sure you have the right edition. Okay. It goes like I read it or I explained. Now the only time you have to be strict is if you know you saw the drop of blood on the yellow where it's aser. If it's a safek, you may have a makom osro olo. But if you're not sure, you know there is a drop of blood. You have no clue if it was on the yellow or on the white. Yesh lahatir ta'arovet, you could be matir, any mixture. Right, there's issues of chad betray. Okay, there's also a whole discussion in the chronim how to deal with mixtures and if you got cooked together, but we're gonna keep going. Ubilav hachi chad betray batil. Generally, one and two makes it mutter. We're just machmer. But if you have a cup and there's only one egg in there, there's no tar, or maybe two because you caught the tray, or you know there was a drop of blood on the yellow and then you cooked it or roasted it, and you're not sure where it is, then you have to throw it out. What does that mean? Again, if you have a drop of blood and it's on, you know there's a drop of blood, but you're not sure if it's on the yellow or on the white, and you didn't look. You mixed it up, you cooked it, you didn't pay attention, but you saw the drop of blood. You don't know if it's on the yellow or on the white. It's aser, the whole thing, because you should have checked. You need to know. But if you know it was, but if you're not sure and it gets mixed up with others, then it's okay. That's what he's saying. All right, okay. Now, let's go to hay. Now you find a drop of blood where it doesn't make it aser, like on the yellow, on the white. And you didn't throw away the blood. Let's say you make a mistake and you forgot and you mixed it all together. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, this is on the, it's not on the yellow in this case. That's why. Right. It's not on the yellow. If it'd be on the yellow, then it'd make it aser. That's what we just read. Here you find it on the white, and therefore it's okay. So therefore it's mutter. Some, again, the Shach points out, some say the whole thing is really all mutter, and it's all maritain.
Let's just seem like it's a little more after the fact, not before the fact. Not
yeah. This isn't after. If it's before, you better check and remove. And either way, in hay, if you find a drop of blood anywhere in the egg whites, so think we learned, or at least I did, there's a drop of blood on the egg white, you have to remove it, mishum maris ayin. Yeah, I think we read that in Gilmore. Okay. So... it's because it's on the white. So it's only maris ayin, and it gets mixed in, you don't see it anymore. There's no knas. Then this is of maris ayin, and now there's no ayin, there's no blood, you don't see anything anymore. So therefore it becomes 100% mutter. Some say there is a knas if you did it the mezi. That's what the shach says. It's probably usher if you did it the mezi. You can't mix maris ayin dam on purpose to not take it out. Okay, let's go to vav. I want to do vav and zayin. Nimtza dam bebeita shesamua alachamin litzdamik. Now you put an egg on top of the cholent, or on top of something to cook. And then you open it up, and you see blood inside. Kevan she'ein v'makom ha'beitza rotev, mutar kol ha'chamim. So really, I believe, my understanding is it's fine, because you have the klipa of the shell. So I don't...
What does it mean, v'makom ha'beitza rotev? In other words, it's dry on the top,
under the egg. No, so it depends. Let me explain. If there's a klipa, if it's with the shell, there's no problem. Because even though the egg is aser, it doesn't aser the whole... it doesn't go through the egg and aser all the food. The flavor of the dam or the basar, whatever is inside, it's too... doesn't really have a flavor. It's like there's nothing really there to give any flavor, and it doesn't pass through. I believe without the egg, then you just have to remove kedei klipa. I think. Yesh layan. Okay. I'll just leave it as I remember. The poskim have a big discussion what to do if you cracked open the egg and you cooked it directly on the food without the shell. That is a discussion how to deal with it. Okay. But if it's in the shell, for sure it's not a problem. And again, all these are talking about fertilized eggs.
If it's not in Mokavarotin.
Right. Yeah. That's right. If that's without the shell. With the shell, I believe it's not an issue. Okay. We could double check. The egg always is in the water, but I don't think it's an issue. Okay, let's get to Zion. Beitzim hamuzarot. Now this is our eggs. How to read and how to translate this word is a good question. It's not clear what the expression comes from, but it means unfertilized eggs. Perush shenifsedu v'nasu ke'ein Matve. Some say it became destroyed or ruined or something that's kilkul. It's not something that's usable. In other words, normally people are interested in having fertilized eggs. In fact, the Gemara says, unfertilized eggs, you don't have to worry about the blood, except it's usher for most people, unless it doesn't... nauseate you. It doesn't make you nauseous. It's not an issue of meals and bal tishaktu. So, here, let's just, fine. Nowadays, we all eat it, and it's not an issue of bal tishaktu. So, unfertilized eggs are not an issue. Afilu yashvar tanagolot aliyam yamim harbei mutter le'ocham ubilvad sheizrok hadam. So, any unfertilized egg, right, they're not going to develop a chick. Doesn't matter how long it's been heated or incubated or a hen or a chicken was sitting on it, it won't make a difference. It's always mutter. Any blood you see in there, you just have to remove the drop of blood because of maris ayin and zehu. Now, we mentioned there's a minhag, what to do with... Now, by the way, the expression, just so you know, there's an expression in Chazal, safna da'ara. It just means the friction or the heat. The heat from the ground is what made it develop. But it's not but it's, it has nothing to do with, there was no, it wasn't fertilized. And so I'll just point out, so we learned in the Ramah, that the Minhag by Ashkenazim and some Sephardim, is if it's fertilized, anywhere you see an egg, you throw it out to avoid all shilas. With unfertilized egg, there's absolutely no such Minhag. If you know for sure you have an unfertilized egg, then that's 100%. You just take out that drop of blood, if you can. Sometimes not so easy. And then the rest of the egg is 100% kosher. Doesn't matter where you find the drop of blood, on the white or on the yellow. Doesn't matter, and there's no minhag to be machmer. I'll just point out one thing. Igros Moshe and Minchas Yitzchak, they say it's good to be machmer in their days, when most of the eggs were unfertilized, but there were some fertilized eggs getting mixed in. If Yehomer writes, even in those cases, there's no need to be machmer. They also just said it's a chumrah, it's tov lahachmer. And as far as I know nowadays, it's kimat en. You're not going to find when you go to the store and you buy the normal eggs. I believe there's pretty much no chance that they are fertilized. So there's really no minhag whatsoever. A lot of people do throw it out, but there's no need for it.